Hello, friend. I'm so grateful that you're here. You're listening to Your Spin Out is Gorgeous, a podcast of communion, a place where we connect within the full spectrum of humanity. My name is Natalie Q, and I'm your host. I'm a mother, a lover, a friend, and your fellow human. What I want to offer you is liberation from the cultural foists, the narratives that are thrust upon us and guide much of our experience here on the planet. I'm with you on your journey of unlearning. What if everyone you knew was pursuing a life of whole self-integration, witnessing and offering thanks for all that they are, warts and all? That's not just self-care. That's true, unconditional self-love. And I want to be there with you as you set your life and all the things that aren't serving you alight. With you as you bravely consider life from another perspective. Let's explore all things humanity without the veneer, together. Life examined, not just the pretty parts. You in? Let's do this. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Your Spin Out is Gorgeous. I apologize about last week. I'm going to go back and fix it. I am such a dum-dum. I didn't realize that I had not selected my microphone. And so I was speaking into the microphone while it was recording through the computer audio. So I wholeheartedly apologize for the terrible quality of last week's episode, in addition to my complete going rogue DIY editing there, which is just atrocious. I really am going to go back and fix that at a certain point. But I totally appreciate your patience. I have another DIY chop up today. As I said, diversity is so important to me, and I want diverse voices, but I also want a mix up of different topics. And then we've got coronavirus and all of, you know, some of the topics that would be heavy or meaty or weighty are just not of interest to me personally. And I just think through, like, if I'm a listener and what kind of podcast do I want to listen to right now that would uplift my spirits or feed me or grow me or entertain me or bring me joy or happiness or lighten the mood, you know, what would I want to hear? And some of the topics that I will cover on this podcast going forward, once we're through this, you know, sometimes they are going to be a little more darker and heavy. Sometimes they're going to be insanely funny. So I'm just going to keep it a little lighter. And that presents some challenges to kind of have all of those values in the mix. And I had a really great guest who's had to cancel twice, once before, and then second coronavirus related. So I had another guest that I interviewed, and you know, the interview just didn't meet my standard. So I didn't want to air it. I totally value your time, and I'm never going to put something forward on this podcast. I'd rather sacrifice time and consistency than put something on here that, you know, I'm not happy with. So that's what happened this week, and the timing, and I mean, the timing's a little funky anyway. Coronavirus, we're going rogue, but also, you know, I'm still experimenting with which day is actually the best to put a podcast live, and I'm just giving myself a lot of grace right now for mood and emotions and experimenting, and again, funky times to launch such a new project. But Your Spin Out is Gorgeous ASMR as well is such a project that I'm passionate about. But I don't know why, for whatever reason, when I went to put this podcast on Apple Podcasts, it was put live on Apple within days. I can't remember how many days it was from listing it on Anchor, which puts it out to a number of different podcasts, and it goes through different ones at different speeds because it puts them it on about 9 different platforms. And Apple was really quick when I launched this podcast, and 87% of my traffic comes through Apple. So the fact that the ASMR podcast has not been made live on Apple has just like really zapped my fuel for that project. But creatively inspired by these times and these needs, I've done a pivot that I'm working on, and I'm going to give you a little preview, maybe as a bonus episode to make up for the lag in time in releasing this episode. And it's something I should have done years ago. Again, thank you for all of your compliments about my voice. So appreciated. And I love affirmations and meditations videos. They're something I listen to in the morning, or I fall asleep to at night, or if I'm really stressed, or if I'm really in my spiritual zone, or if I'm in my manifestation game. They have just always been something that have fueled my life. And for me, I don't personally like to listen to ones in a male voice, because I like to, you know, either be soothed by the beautiful timbre of a woman's voice, or if I am trying to take the affirmations on as my own, I'm a woman, so I identify more with that voice, and it's more believable, perhaps, and suggestible to me that, you know, I can believe it sooner, that, you know, these affirmations are going to come true for me. So I have started a new YouTube, and it'll be a podcast as well, channel, similar, running tandem to what the ASMR podcast was. Let's relax, y'all. Take a chill. Relax. Get in the zone. So same kind of ethos as was along the lines of the ASMR podcast, but maybe even better in so many ways. And then as soon as the ASMR podcast is live on Apple, I'll get some fire for that one again. But in the meantime, there's just some creative lags, because this project fuels me so much with new ideas and different tangents and different ways I can go off on it. And consistency will be huge to me going forward. But right now, again, it's not just like the emotions of coronavirus. It's the fact that people aren't commuting and music streams are down. Podcasts are down. So many more people will listen to this episode 2 years from now than we'll ever hear it within this 2 or 3 weeks. So I'm so much more concerned about the quality as I am that. But today I am mortified to bring you something that I think I would enjoy. Again, a big part of the intention with this podcast is always to make you feel like your shitty day isn't that bad, because there's always someone who's sitting in deeper shit than you. I don't know about you, but I personally like that. Like, oh, I really stuck my foot in it today. Please tell me about a time that was worse, that you like did something embarrassing times 10 to what I'm thinking of. So today I am bringing you a little audio clip that I can't actually even remember who I made this for. But if you listened to the trailer, there's this part where I talked about falling off my own roof because I was low-key spinning out and hitting the bottle hard. And this was a wild night out, and it kind of speaks for itself. So I'm going to just leave it with you. I hope you laugh your butt off and think it's funny, because again, this is like one of those things I just think is so goddamn funny, but I like, ooh, yikes. I hope Chester doesn't get putative and like take my kids away from me. I think I'm a great mom, even if I low-key spin out sometimes, okay? Name Jesus Christ, amen on that. Also, speaking of Chester and updates, my parents called me tonight, and my dad, about 35 minutes into the conversation, said, "Have you heard from Chester?" Which was like his dog whistle, obviously, that he'd heard that episode. OMFG. I think I played it pretty cool, because it was just like, I guess this is where we're at now. And I don't know, maybe I'll speak more because I've already gone like almost 8 minutes here. But I just think it's so cool the way that so many of my deepest fears, I've just faced them recently. And it's like, wow, the sky isn't falling, like nothing happened. Everything's fine. I've revealed myself to people I care about, to strangers, and nothing happened. It's fine. Everything's fine. It's sort of an amazing feeling, I've got to be honest. So that's super cool. I just wanted to share that. And here is the clip. Let's keep in mind, with all that there is to judge me for, that I did know I was going to drink. And so I didn't drive, and I took Uber. And please don't think any less of me after you hear this. Love ya.
Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready for this. I'm ready to confess my sins. Okay. So, I went to a party last night. It's like, actually, it was an insane event. It's one of the best parties I've ever been to. I wish I had Snapchat, actually. Didn't I tell you about Snapchat? It was just an insane, insane, mind-blowing event. I'll tell you about it later. But I was with my friend Sonia. We like after-partied, then after-partied, then after-partied. This like major event happened to be on the week that I had my kids. So nothing could be done. My grandparents were out of town. Ben couldn't take my kids. My sister was going to the circus. Oh my God, that's actually funny. Like a fucking 30-year-old plus woman. She's Mormon and whatever. That's her idea of fun. Anyway, God, I feel like this is good already. I feel like I should send it just in case this accidentally gets deleted. That happens sometimes. Okay, I'm going to do it. Okay, so this major event is on the week I have my kids. So the Uber comes. I know it's going to be a big night. So I just fly out the door. After I've gone to like this event and then like to another bar and then to pizza and then to like after party at this, I like get home at 4:30 and about 3:30 in the morning, I was like, I don't remember grabbing my keys. And I told the kids, lock the door. And, so I was like, shit. So, I live in a reconditioned barn and Gabe's bedroom is on the ground floor, but I'm going, I bet they fell asleep with the iPad all the way on the third floor in Lane's room and they're not even going to hear me knocking at 4:30 in the morning. I'm like, but I've had like been drinking since like 6:30. It's like 4:30 in the morning. I still have a drink in my hand, you know. Get home. Yep, sure enough. My son is not in his bed. I can see that. And they don't hear me. And I'm just going, okay. All the windows had been open, but now they're closed. I'm like throwing rocks at my daughter's bedroom. Nothing to. They're not getting it. They're not hearing them. Are you listening? You must be. Okay, as soon as this goes green and you've really listened to it, I'll let this one go so you can keep going and you don't have to wait for the next chapter. Anyway, I'm just going, I don't know if you've ever been locked outside your house, and let me give you some context. I have. When you peer in the windows and you're just like, I was actually ready. I wanted to get on my headphones and party on, actually. Truth be told, I had built up something fucking special. And I was like ready to just like have another drink. Just like, woo, party. So I can see my headphones. The lights are on. I can see water, which I clearly probably need. And I'm just like, so close, yet so far, damn it. And I'm just not accepting it. I'm just not accepting the situation. The last time this happened was about 3.5 years ago. Now, let me give you some other context. I've been partnered. So, like, Ben or Mike was home. I mean, and I've only been partying, like, 5.5 years. Or, you know, I've had garage codes. Or I've had hide keys. Or I've had, like, key pads. So this is, like, super new. But the one time it did happen, I didn't have my kids. I had just moved back to Sydney. I lived on the third floor. I shit you not. I actually need to take you to this house in Sydney where I lived. I scaled 3 flights, like climbing on the railings of balconies and getting a hold of the very bottom of the pole of the railing for the next floor up. I could literally touch my middle fingers. This is how fit I was at the time. I was really overwhelmed. I was going through my divorce. I was like rail thin and super muscular. So I could touch my bird fingers. That's all I could touch. And I was able to hoist myself. I still can't believe I could do it. Like, it sounds insane, but I hoisted myself up 3 floors. So I was like, this is child's play. I actually have in the barn, it's kind of like half stories. So I've got this covered patio with like my dining set, and it's covered with this like roof above it. So I really only need to get a story up. And so I pull my dining table out to where it's kind of like off the patio, and the one leg is into this bit that's like rocks. So it's a little ski wampus. And then I put the chairs. So I put a chair next to the table, climb up on that chair. And these are like not chairs with legs. They're those kind of like artsy chairs that are like, I don't know how to describe them, but they're like a white, they're rickety. Let's just suffice it to say they're fucking like arty, fucking rickety as fuck chairs. So anyways, I climb up on the one chair, onto the table, and then I put a chair on the table, hoist myself up onto the roof. I'm up there. I'm committed. And then the chair topples over and my feet are dangling. And I live in the forest. The covered bit, the roof, is covered in pine needles, and I'm slipping. I'm going self-duck. Okay, bitch. What you gonna do now? Like, use your brute fucking strength, like claw for life, or you are gonna be dead. I start clawing. It is a hopeless cause. I immediately slip, and next thing I know, I have doodling how my feet were like cradled. And it's actually, thank God, because I could have died any number of ways. But I have landed on my outdoor patio like table, which is a very, very surprisingly thin sheet of glass with like the thud of all thuds at 4:30 in the morning. The chair has gone flying, so that made a sound. I had a glass big candle thing that has shattered to bits. I'm going, how did a body land on this and not shatter the glass? And I'm just laying there going, like, kind of just replaying in my mind what just happened. And I'm going, okay, regroup. I'm clearly not going to get in the house. And I probably definitely need to just lay here and not make a sound in case anyone comes out of their house. Everyone in the neighborhood would have heard that sound. That god-awfully, massively loud sound. If I don't make another sound, it will be non-traceable and I won't be discovered, because this is, I don't know these people that well. This is not a good look. So, as if Jesus himself had seen this coming, there's a blanket on the lawn that Gabriel, my son, has been fighting me with for days, because it's his blanket and I use it when I want to go outside and read in the sun. I go lay in the sun on this blanket, and it had been in and out of the house. There's actually a pillow too. The pillow had gone in, but the blanket stayed. So I just curl up on the lawn and I sleep on my grass. Actually, surprisingly well. I probably laughed about this situation for 20 minutes, woke up at 8 and went, huh. Oh, I had taken my pants off, by the way, at some point before I climbed up. My pants were off, my shoes were off, my purse was at my back door on another side of the house. Oh, you've listened. Okay, so I wake up at 8, I'm going, my children have probably played on the iPad till 1, 2 in the morning. They are not even going to attempt to wake up. And there's no way I'm drawing any attention to this situation. So I go, but I'm like, yeah, hopeful. Go give a little tap on the door. No. Get back in my lawn bed. And again, laugh about this. Start taking pictures of myself. Yesterday's makeup, no pants on. Hair's disheveled as fuck. I from the fence and I see he doesn't see me on the lawn. He's looking at the table, totally skiwampus. The glass has even moved, shattered glass everywhere, chairs are everywhere. And he's like, yeah, thought I heard something. And then I was like, stay quiet. They still like, maybe you won't pan this way. And then he does. So there I am on the ground, no pants on. You I've literally talked to this person once when he peeked over the fence in June and said, I'm having a party tonight, just so you know, it might get a little loud. Never seen him since. And there he is. And he's going, everything all right? I'm like, yep, everything's great. Look at what? Yeah. How you been? You good? And yeah, just went, yeah. He's like, yeah, I heard the thud. And I went, well, knew it was gonna be a big night, left my keys at home, and damnedest thing, got home, couldn't wake my children up, and they're still not awake, and I'm here on the lawn and he was actually so cool about it. But it was awkward. I mean, just, I'm sure you can imagine, suffice it to say. Anyway, so he said, if your kids don't wake up, come on over, I'll make you breakfast. It was so lovely. Okay, but then the next part of the chapter is I actually have to face my children when they do wake up. Like, okay, no worries. Like, mommy's here, slept on the lawn. It's all cool, but it was the funniest moment. I was like, okay, that happened. I've got nothing left to lose. Been caught, which is what I've been waiting for. Not pounding on the door. Walk around, start pounding on the door. I see Lane round the corner, and there I am, just wrapped up in this blanket. I just collapse into a fit of laughter as I fall into the house, and I've got like one hand like grabbing one high heel and bringing it in the house, and then the other hand bringing the other high heel into the house, my purse into the house. I am just beside myself. I just cannot even get a grip. I am just laughing so hard. She was so cool. She was so funny about it. It was just such a fun moment. She's like, oh my God, mom, what do you need? Let me make you some toast. You go shower. Do you want some tea? She comes up. I'm in the shower. I am just like about to collapse with laughter in the shower. She just stands there watching. She's laughing. It was so funny. I have literally had to sleep more. Went to bed, got up, and I was like getting a frying pan out of the cupboard, just collapsing with laughter, just like circling my kitchen. Just, I have made new sounds of laughter I didn't even know existed out of this story. Oh my God, it was just so funny. There you go. This story is my gift to you. I don't know when I'm gonna stop laughing. I just keep bursting into laughter. I thought I was just drunk. Like, that's why it was so funny. I'm like, no, this is actually like legitimately like very funny. I did cut my leg. I didn't even know how bad. It's just a scrape. I've got some bruises. My elbow's kind of fucked, but it's like a little bit swollen, but it's fine. I cannot believe how unscathed I came out of this. But I guess that's what makes it so easy to laugh at. It's a new low. I thought for a minute, like, am I bad? And then I went, oh, actually, like, people have killed themselves sober. Thank you very much. So, yeah, this is like, I don't know. I'm just feeling pretty good about it.
Woo, what a doozy there. I'm mortified. I am embarrassed. I apologize to my sister for making fun of her for going to the circus. I actually wasn't making fun of her. I need to clarify that. She's pretty harebrained, harebrained, harebrained like me, just in a different version. And so many of the stuff she's got up to with her friends over the years has cracked me up. I love her so much. She's been supportive of the podcast and just great mom, has the cutest baby in the whole world. And I hope she invites me to the circus this year, frankly. I hope that you are staying well, staying sane, staying safe. If you're not, that's cool. Me neither. Let's keep going together, okay? I'm gonna see you back here in the next couple of days, I hope, fingers crossed, with a preview of the new affirmations. I've already recorded a couple. It's so fun. I've done just basic affirmations like I am and just psyching yourself up. I've done a gratitude. I've done a loving kindness meditation. I don't know if you've ever done that style, but oh my God, it's so beautiful. It brings tears to my eyes. And I have so many other ideas. I'm already previewing what the brand looks like on my Instagram. So make sure you follow me there. Check out my little stupid stories with my little memes and my gifs on my stories, and then, basic stuff in the regular old feed bag, and then we've got my website, natalieq.com. I know you want me to be my life or your life coach after you heard that. I'm not even going to tell you how many years ago that was. It was a few, okay? I like kind of want to distance myself from it that it's been years ago, but then I'm also like, my daughter's almost 16, so I don't want you to do the math on how actually old my kids were. And I was definitely, I should have said this in a preview, like probably I would say like 2.5 cocktails down when I made that at least, right? I know it sounds a little slurry, but it wasn't totally slurry. I still had a little bit of an Australian accent back in those days. It was just right after I'd moved home. So anyway, goddamn, I wish I could remember who I made that for. I blasted it out to way too many people to remember who the original OG was. But anyway, love ya and leave ya. We'll see you back here next week. Thank you so much for your support and be well.